we're not telling her anything about me being in the contest.
In
the beauty contest.
Tell us about that.
How do you like that one?
The contest.
I'm saying beauty contest, but it was just popularity.
Well, they built, when Sydney was celebrating how old the city was, they invited different parishes and different, to put a float, you know.
This is 1935, right?
I don't know the date, but they had like the hut from the old country, and they were, and the men were dressed in costume.
But that's not the one I'm talking about. I'm not talking about that one.
No,
I'm talking about the one that they had the popularity contest, and these six girls from the parish selected
and
to get into it.
And who would go? Were you in there?
I was, yeah. I was the one that won the contest.
You were older than I was.
I won the contest, okay?
Yeah.
I was the most popular one. I won the contest, okay? So anyway, it's all understood, and it's going to be this great big banquet and dance and everything else, and the mayor and the alderman. Everybody's going to be invited and all the stuff like that. And everybody knows now that I'm the one that's going to be the queen, okay?
Of the Hall of Sydney, or is this
the mayor?
This is
Friday, okay? Yeah. And Saturday is the big deal thing, you know. Friday, Joe comes. They didn't call my mother. The priest called my brother Joe, and he said, "Joe, he told Joe what the whole thing, why he was calling, and he says, I'm not going to tell you the whole story, what I'm planning here, what's going to happen here, but he said, you bring your mother here right away if you can." So my mother had to leave the business, and I remember going off, and my brother Joe, nobody told me anything, and so my mother goes to the glee post. And the priest said, look, he says, this is a story, he says, it's very, very sad where it's going to come with your daughter, that she was so happy that she came first, and everybody knows that she came first. But I have to tell you what happened. Mrs. Hutko just came here a little while ago this morning. Mrs. Hutko said she hated my mother. Mrs. Hutko didn't like my mother. And she said, Mrs. Hutko came to the...
She only had one child, and it was a girl.
Yeah, a girl, Anne, yeah. Her name was Anne, too, yeah. So she goes ahead, and she says to the priest, I tell you what, my daughter, she was last on the thing, okay? But she said, if you would give my daughter the number one place, that she's going to be the queen, I'll give the church $500.
Wow.
Yeah.
$500
in those days.
We're talking about in the 30s, okay? I mean, that was really hard times.
You're getting $1,000.
Yeah, so anyway, my mother's stunned, and Joe, my brother Joe, is with her.
Yeah.
And Joe feels awful for me, too. Yeah. And so they realize, you know, like, $500 for the church. What the heck, you know? Yeah. But there's stipulations, okay? So he said, your daughter, she'll be the princess, and she'll, instead of her getting the top prize, like the best wristwatch, I got the best wristwatch. Everything else that was added to it, I would get the best of whatever it was. But she was going to be the queen. When my father came home and told me, how I hated that Anne Hutko. I didn't like her anyway. I just couldn't believe. Oh, Olgar Hreinik. She would be second. I was first, and Olga went third, and then she was third. So that's what happened.
How old were you at the time? Do you remember?
Yes, I think it was about 15 years old.